By the way, the world does not teach that. Does that surprise you? The world will say, typically the world will tell you to do a cup. First of all, the world would say, well, here's a couple things that people are slyly trained to do that's not really a confession. How about this? I apologize. Is that really a confession? Why not? Nancy says no. By the way, most people, when you go out into the community, that when there's a conflict, they're going to say it's all good if they just apologize. Why is that not Christian?
Well, Jesus says, "Do not let the sun go down in your anger." Okay. We're not necessarily discussing anger here, but just to say, "I apologize," does not specify the incident. It doesn't give any details. It doesn't get to the heart of the matter. It's simply a band-aid phrase to try to smooth over a situation in a way that doesn't address the heart.
Well said. Nancy says, "I apologize" is like a band-aid over a big problem and a way to kind of move on without really nailing what you did to the person, right? It's like, my bad. Let's move on, right? All's good. I apologize. That's the way the world's going to teach us to handle conflict. That's not Christian. Okay. How about this one? "I'm sorry." Is that a confession?
"I'm sorry for doing wrong." To say "I'm sorry." Some people say "I'm sorry" when somebody
else. Yeah. So sometimes, I don't know if you notice this with "I'm sorry." "I'm sorry" can sometimes be a clever way to shift blame on someone else. So in this scenario with Matt could say, "I'm sorry that my friend Jake had a problem in his life, mom and dad, and I had to do this." Is that really a confession?
No.
Not at all. It's a clever way to shift blame. So Christians practice ways of just nailing it and taking full responsibility for the way they've caused harm to someone else. Sorry, this is the part of me that's just straight up old school. I'm concerned about where our world's headed on topics like this. I don't think there's any way to bring peace if we're not practicing old school conflict confessing. Okay, so I'm kind of old school. I apologize for that. You knew that already. I'm old school. Linda, you want to say something?
I think another thing is that the father needs to know. Because this wasn't the first conflict that father and son had. So how the son deals with it. So the father can approach him in the best manner. Some people it is straight up, "Hey, what do you do with the Jeep?" You know, or like someone said, "You bring it out," you know, and say, "Tell me about it." But I think it's really important to talk to that person out there. If you know that you're going to say, "What did you do with the Jeep?" And that's accusing the runway, and you know that things are going to
come up.
You have to know the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
But after 17 years, you probably
are. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And you need to ask, you know, I'm sorry for this, you know, and then talk about the situation, do it better.
Yep. Yeah, great. Just great comments. Linda had a lot to share there, but the parent really needs, she's saying the parent really needs to fine tune the wording so that it doesn't come across as accusing and making it even deeper. So, yep. So here's some tools before we ever confess. Don't look at these as numbers. These are just little things you can do to really get at the heart of confessing something to someone. Once we follow these steps, there can be peace in the forgiveness that's offered because you really understand what you're confessing, what you've done. Now, some people might say, why do we focus on sin so much? Why do we do that? Well, when we focus and specify on why we sin, God's forgiveness becomes more powerful. So that's why we're going to take these steps here. Just, I'm going to throw it out here. Here's some things to really, to get at the depth of something that we've done. First of all, we really understand, we get at the emotions that we've brought to the table in the incident.